This is NBC News. Senator Kennedy reacts to the president's speech. This is Frank Gorin, NBC News, New York. NBC Radio News is standing by to bring you live coverage of Senator Robert Kennedy's news conference direct from the senator's New York City apartment in United Nations Plaza. Kennedy's announcement that he'd hold the news conference came minutes after last night's stunning announcement by President Johnson that he would not seek re-election and would not accept the Democratic Party's nomination. Following that dramatic statement, Kennedy's advisors began arriving at the senator's New York apartment. Two of those key aides were historian Arthur Schlesinger and attorney Theodore Sorensen, both of whom were aides to the late President John F. Kennedy and who are now assisting the senator in his bid for the Democratic nomination. The meeting continued early into the morning. There appeared little doubt about the general importance of what was happening behind the closed doors as Kennedy and his advisors plotted strategy on what would seem to be an entirely new campaign now that the incumbent president has decided to withdraw from the race. Kennedy began this election year promising to support President Johnson if he were renominated, and as late as January 30th, he said he would not run against him under any foreseeable circumstances. Those circumstances, of course, took a surprising turn after the New Hampshire primary last month, in which Minnesota Senator Eugene McCarthy, the Democratic peace candidate opposing the president's Vietnam policy, scored an unexpected victory in terms of the total vote. We switch now to the Kennedy News Conference. Senator Kennedy is posing for pictures in front of the microphones. Reporters are asking him to stand for a moment for photographers. We expect he'll begin his speech momentarily. Whether the president's statement last night, bowing out of the race and calling for a bombing halt in North Vietnam, has had any negative effect on Kennedy's presidential ambitions will be known shortly. It would appear, however, that Mr. Johnson's decision would be viewed as good news for Kennedy's supporters, leaving the way clear for a completely new presidential race.
Gentlemen, last night I sent... Last night I sent to the president the following telegram. Mr. President, first of all, let me say that I fervently hope that your new efforts toward peace in Vietnam will succeed. Your decision regarding the presidency subordinates self to country and is truly magnanimous. I respectfully and earnestly request an opportunity to visit with you as soon as possible to discuss how we might work together in the interest of national unity during the coming months. Sincerely, Robert F. Kennedy. That wire sums up much of what I want to say today. The president's actions reflect both courage and generosity of spirit. In these past 16 days, I have been in 18 states, north, south, east, and west. In Alabama, and in Watts, in New York, and in New Mexico, in Washington, D.C., and in Washington State, wherever I went, I found Americans of all ages and colors and political beliefs deeply desirous of peace in Vietnam and reconciliation at home. Despite all the discord and dispirit, despite all of the extremists and their actions, there remains in this country today an enormous reservoir of hope and goodwill. Americans want to move forward. They want to better their communities, to make this country not only more livable for all Americans, but a shining example for all of the world. To free their energies and progress at home, they want peace in Vietnam, produced not by surrender of either side, but by a negotiated settlement that realistically takes into account as quickly as possible the need for all Vietnamese and only Vietnamese to determine the future of their own country. I have long urged that we make the first step in this direction by a de-escalation of our military effort, halting the bombing of the North, insisting upon reforms in the South, and pressing for negotiations with all parties looking toward a transfer of the present conflict from the military to the political arena. I am hopeful that the actions announced by the President will be proved to be a step toward peace. It is obviously a critical time, and I think it would be inappropriate to offer any detailed comments regarding those actions at this time. As we move toward a political resolution of the agony of Vietnam, we can start to redirect our national energies and resources toward the vital problems of our own national community. The crisis of our cities, the tension among our races, the complexities of a society once so rich and so deprived, all these call urgently for the best efforts of all Americans all across this country. We must reach across the false barriers that divide us from brothers and from countrymen to seek and find peace abroad, reconciliation at home, and the participation in the life of our country that is the deepest desire of the American people and the truest expression of our national goals. In this spirit, I will continue my campaign for the presidency of the United States.
Senator Kennedy, doesn't the withdrawal of President Johnson rather place you in a position of shadow boxing with an unknown candidate which might be backed by the president, or with fighting with a man who shares your views like Senator McCarthy for the nomination?
Well, I believe the president made it quite clear in his statement that he was going to remain out of politics during the remainder of his term. Secondly, I'm going to the American people, as I have, and present my views and my ideas about what we need to do in the future, what has to be accomplished here within our own country to break down the barriers, to break down the discord, and to bring unity and peace at home, as well as what needs to be done in our relationship with other countries. I think we have to remember that even after Vietnam, we are going to have to live in peace with countries and peoples all over the globe. It's going to be a difficult time. We have to control the spread of nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction. I think these are matters which I feel strongly, the American people feel strongly, and which I intend to discuss during the course of this campaign.
Senator, your objections, did you find it after conferring, sir, with the President, that he has met the basic objections which caused you to enter this race? Are you going to reconsider your position?
No, I'm involved in the race for the reasons that I've just described. I intend to continue with my campaign.
Senator, do you see Vice President Humphrey becoming a serious candidate?
Well, I think he's had a very distinguished record, Vice President Humphrey. And I just don't know what his own plans might be. I think certainly that would be, an answer to that would have to come from him.
Senator Kennedy, the President's announcement, do you intend to change your strategy at all in campaigning? Will you continue to talk against our conduct, or will you now leave the issue of Vietnam?
Well, I think the question of Vietnam and the direction that we have to move in Vietnam is always going to be a question before the American people. And obviously a lot can happen over the period of the next few weeks and the next few months. It's always going to be a matter of concern to the American people until peace comes to that land. As I said in my statement, I think that this is a step in that direction. I've outlined at various times the steps that I feel need to be taken. Some of these steps have been taken, and I think this is an important initiative toward peace.
Senator, if the North Vietnamese, sir, use this action as a halt, the halt in bombing, use this to increase their military activity, will you reconsider your thinking on the cessation of bombing of North Vietnam?
I've answered that question at various times before, and as I said in my statement, I think it's not would not serve a useful purpose at this time,
Senator,
in view of the President's statement last night, to go into any details on those matters.
In a real sense, Senator, President Johnson and his record have been the big issue in your campaign and even in Senator McCarthy's campaign. Does this mean that you're going to have to put a different emphasis on your campaign?
I think always it's not really a question of what has happened in the past, it's what's going to happen in the future. My concern about, based on what was going on within the United States, that we would continue some policies which I thought were damaging to our national interest. I'm going to talk now, as I have in the past, what I think we need to do, what I think we need to do to end the violence and the lawlessness and the disorders that is now affecting our country, what our relationship must be to the undeveloped nations of the world, what steps I think that we can take in order to cut down the use of dependence on nuclear weapons. I intend to look to the future. I think that, as I pointed out at various times, this is a campaign not just for the 1968, not just a question of the end of this year. This is a campaign that's going to determine the direction of the United States in the 1970s and for the next generation of Americans. And I have some ideas as to what needs to be done in this country.
Does that mean that your campaign is going to change and stress only positive things now rather than a criticism of the past?
Well, I'm going to stress, as I always have, what we need to do for the future based on where we are at the moment.
Senator, what do you think,
John? Well, I think it's really as to the timing and what the President said. I think really any answer on that, a statement on that, must come from him. But I, as I said in my statement, I think that it was, he did that, he made the statement, and the generosity of spirit and his dedication to the United States.
Senator, have your early soundings indicated any general shifting away from those who are supporting the President toward you? Have you talked to Mayor Daley? What do you think the effect is going to be?
I really couldn't answer that question at this time.
Senator, would you say the party, the Democratic Party, is now reunited again under you?
No, I wouldn't describe it in those terms. I think that there are tremendous issues that are facing the country in which people are divided as to how to proceed, what direction we should go. I think that within the Democratic Party, we will continue to have a debate, and I think that's healthy. I think out of that will come, I would hope, the best ideas on how we can proceed. But I don't think that it weakens either the Democratic Party or the United States, that there is discussion, that there is debate, that there is exchange in views about what we need to do about these great national problems. If we don't discuss them, it seems to me we're not going to make the kind of progress that
Senator Kennedy,
two parts. Do you think that the President is draftable? And second, a lot of people say you're now the front runner. What is your own evaluation of your position?
Well, number one, I take the President at his word that he is not going to run and that he's not going to submit to a draft. And I accept that, as I believe the rest of the country will and does. As far as I am concerned personally, I think that it's a long road to Chicago and it's a long road to November. I think we've seen just over the period of the last 6 weeks what can happen in political life and what can happen in one's life. So I think it's too early to be able to predict what's going to happen. I'm going to make an effort. I'm going to go around this country. I'm going to say what I feel needs to be done for our own people.
Senator, is there
more chance now of accommodation with Senator Eugene McCarthy than there was before President Johnson pulled out of the race?
Well, I think that we have that, we share that common view about that a change in policy was necessary in Vietnam. I think also both of us will have an opportunity to present our views and present our candidacy to the American people.
Senator,
I think it's still, let me say, I think this is a step toward peace, but as the Chinese proverb, the journey toward peace is 1,000 miles. This is a step.
Do you support for Senator McCarthy's go ahead, answer?
your offer?
Senator,
As I said, I'd be glad to support him in any way in Wisconsin and Massachusetts.
Senator, have you considered at all the possibility that President Johnson might win the Wisconsin primary and what effect that would have on his announcement?
No, I think really those questions should be addressed to him.
Senator, would you have preferred if the bombing pause had been complete throughout?
As I said in my statement, I think that this was a useful step. I have suggested at various times what the steps that I think, I've outlined the steps that I think should be taken and need to be taken by the United States. Some of those differ from the steps that have been taken or suggested by President Johnson. On others, President Johnson indicated that there might very well be action in the future. I don't think that it would be helpful in the efforts that are going to be made by Averill Harriman, who conducted the Laos agreements with such brilliancy, and also the Test Ban Treaty, and as well as Ambassador Thompson. I don't think that it's helpful in the efforts that are now being made for me to comment in detail about any of those matters. My views as to what needs to be done are on record.
Senator, do you think the Democratic Party is in a better position today to capture the presidency this year than it was, say, yesterday?
Well, I think that, as I said earlier, I think that a great deal happens in political life. A great deal will happen over the period of the next few months, and I think it's just too early to try to make any predictions. I think the Democratic Party can win in November. I think within the Democratic Party, we have the discussion of these grave issues that are facing the country, and we don't have that within the Republican Party. And I think that that's a very healthy influence on the country that can be very useful. Excuse me? I just don't know what his plans are, or whether he intends to enter his name.
Senator, do you think that...
you said a moment ago that you felt that we could have a useful debate in the incoming months. With the president's personality removed and the policies that he advocated, what are you and Senator McCarthy going to debate? What issues can you
debate? Well, I think that there's not only what we should do, not talking about just debating with Senator McCarthy, but just debating and discussing, really, with the American people as to what needs to be done. I don't think that that's the only problem, obviously. I think Vietnam eventually is going to disappear in any case, but we're still going to have the undeveloped nations of the world. We're going to have the population of Latin America, which is going to double over the period of the next several decades. We're going to have the fact that there's such tremendous poverty of 7 out of 10 children who die before the age of one. More people illiterate in Latin America now than there were when we began the Alliance for Progress because of the tremendous population increase. What are we going to do about those countries? Just a few years ago, we were worried about Cuba. We still have the problems of Latin America, not only from our relationship and close personal relationship we should have with those countries, but a question of our national security. The whole continent of Africa, what direction is it going to move in? The fact that Europe, obviously, the relationship of the European countries and the European community has changed dramatically vis-a-vis the United States. It will never be the same. It won't be the same as it was in the 1950s, and it won't be the same as it was in the early 1960s. An election year is an opportunity to discuss what direction the United States should go in, what our relationship should be to the undeveloped nations of the world, what our relationship should be to the European community, what we should do about Communist China. Communist China is going to have a delivery system by 1975. What steps are we going to take to deal with that? What steps are we going to try to deal with the problems of India? All of these matters are going to affect the lives of every American and the future of this country, and whether not only how we will survive this century, but really whether we will survive this century. I think that's what this election's about, and that's what I intend to discuss, as I have.
Senator, then are you changing the emphasis of the campaign? I've talked
about all of these matters during the period of the last two weeks, all of these matters, and I intend to continue to talk about them, and I hope, as I said at the beginning, that this is a step toward peace, but I think that the Vietnam and what we should do about dealing with the problem of Vietnam will always be a matter of concern to the American people until we find peace there. But I don't think people should consider that that's the only problem. I think also, in addition to the international problems, is the question of whether Our own domestic policies are going to make it possible for us to live together. One, two, not only the question of race, but the question of air pollution, the question of water pollution, and the basic question of the quality of American life.
Senator, the Democratic primary, sir, lost their basic significance now that the president has stepped down?
I don't believe so, because, again, I think it's an opportunity for people to hear the views and record how they feel about various candidates.
Senator, would you describe your immediate gut feeling when you heard the news?
Well, I was surprised, like you are.
Senator, in your telegram to President Johnson, you described his gesture in pulling out as truly magnanimous, reflecting courage and generosity of spirit. Can you amplify a little bit on that?
I think it really speaks for itself. I put it in the statement, and I put what I felt in the telegram, which I feel very genuinely, and also in my statement that I read here as to how I feel about his sketch. Excuse me? I have not. I sent it last night.
May we inquire, sir, as to what questions you may be asking the president when you could...
I don't know that it'll be a matter of asking questions. Basically, I think of whatever contribution I can make toward trying to find a peaceful solution in Vietnam, bringing national unity at home, is what I would like to do.
Senator, the afternoon press in Europe says that by simply entering the race 15 days ago, you already achieved a change in the policy, Vietnam policy of this country. What is your opinion?
Well, I think that as I said in my statement, as I said in my telegram, I think that the president made a judgment and a determination of a change in course of action based on what was in the best interests of this country and the best interests of world peace.
Senator, do you think that Senator McCarthy should attend your meeting with the president?
Well, I think Senator McCarthy would be able to deal with any of those matters himself.
Senator,
thank you.
Senator, go ahead.
You said today that you cannot talk in detail now about the war and negotiations. Presumably these negotiations can continue for some time. Has the president now silenced his critics?
Well, I think that, as you know, as you've traveled with me, I've given in detail what steps I think need to be taken. And I explained that I thought that this steps that were taken by President Johnson were a step toward peace. I think that we're going to have to examine all of these matters carefully, and they are always there for a long period of time until peace is achieved in Vietnam. They're going to be a matter of concern to the American people. Thank you very much.
You've just heard Senator Robert Kennedy's news conference live from New York, in which Kennedy replied to President Johnson's announcement last night that he would not seek re-election. Kennedy began his statement by saying that he had sent a telegram to Mr. Johnson congratulating him on his efforts toward peace in Vietnam, applauding his efforts to de-escalate the war. He did say that he himself had long urged a de-escalation and a bombing halt. Senator Kennedy said this is a critical time, but he said he would have no detailed commentary on the president's speech, including no commentary on speculation that Vice President Humphrey might get into the Democratic race. He said merely that the best efforts of all Americans to find peace at home and reconciliation abroad is the most important thing right now facing the nation. He said he would continue his campaign. He indicated that there would be no change in the general thrust of his campaign strategy or of his message. Replying to a question about a possible draft movement for Johnson at the convention, Senator Kennedy said that he takes Mr. Johnson's statement at face value and said he would not comment on it further, except that he conceded that it is a long road to November and that events of the past few weeks have shown that things change very, very abruptly. We have brought you live and direct from New York coverage of Senator Kennedy's news conference. Stay tuned to NBC News for continuing coverage of this top story. This is Frank Gorin, NBC News, New York.
This is the NBC Radio Network.